From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. At the closing of the Chinese Communist Party Congress in Beijing on Tuesday, the Constitution was amended to add President Xi Jinping's name and ideology, putting him on equal footing with China's other notable leaders, Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping.
The most important impact is that this provides the justification for Xi Jinping to become kind of Mao Zedong of the 21st century. This effectively means that he will stay in power for much longer than the usual 10 years.
That's Willie Lam, an adjunct professor in Chinese studies at Chinese University in Hong Kong. On Tuesday, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visited Pakistan for the first time to urge the country's leaders to step up counter-militancy and counter-terrorism efforts. Tillerson met with Prime Minister Shahid Khan Abbasi, the country's military chief, and heads of other organizations. They discussed continued bilateral cooperation and partnership, as well as expanding economic ties between Pakistan and the United States. Tillerson also discussed strategy with Afghan President Ashraf Ghani ahead of his trip to Pakistan, where he said he'll urge Islamabad to take action to curtail the support terrorist groups like the Taliban receive.
So our relationship with Pakistan will also be conditions-based. It'll be based upon whether they take action that we feel is necessary to move the process forward of both creating the opportunity for reconciliation and peace in Afghanistan, but also ensuring a stable future Pakistan.
Tillerson said the U.S. will stay in Afghanistan until a process of peace and reconciliation can be secured. From Washington, this is VOA News. As the political controversy around four U.S. soldiers killed in Niger grows, some U.S. lawmakers also have questions about the circumstances in which they were killed and why it took so long to get answers, particularly with regards to Sergeant LaDavid Johnson, whose body reportedly remained on the battlefield for 48 hours. A top U.S. general said Monday the investigation is ongoing.
We're trying to balance the need to do this quickly with the need to make sure that it's accurate, and I think we will certainly err on the side of accuracy.
Joseph Dunford, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, said a group of 12 Green Beret soldiers and about 30 Nigerian troops were attacked in an ambush by about 50 militants. They were returning from a reconnaissance mission and did not expect contact with the militants, he said.
During a firefight, two U.S. soldiers were wounded and evacuated by French air to Niamey, and that was consistent with the casualty evacuation plan that was in place for this particular operation. Three U.S. soldiers who were killed in action were evacuated on the evening of 4 October, and at that time, Sergeant LaDavid Johnson was still missing. On the evening of 6 October, Sergeant Johnson's body was found and subsequently evacuated.
Dunford said that U.S. or French or Nigerian forces remained in the area at all times until Johnson's body was recovered, tacitly denying suggestions that the missing soldier might have been abandoned. Serbia's defense minister on Tuesday criticized remarks by the top U.S. diplomat in the region, who recently called on Belgrade to choose between aligning itself with Washington and Brussels or Moscow if it intends to enter the European Union. Defense Minister Alexander Vulin, who has been known to advocate a pro-Russian stance, said comments made by the Deputy Assistant Secretary for European and Eurasian Affairs represent the greatest pressure against Serbia yet. Under pressure from Russia, its historic ally, Serbia, like its Balkan neighbors, has been pressured to stay out of NATO and other Western alliances. Russia used its UN veto on Tuesday to block a resolution extending the mandate of the investigators probing chemical weapons attacks in Syria. In a Security Council vote, 11 countries supported extending the mission for another year, while Russia and Bolivia voted against the measure. China and Kazakhstan abstained. The investigating team is expected to make public a report on Thursday that could identify the party responsible for a deadly April 4th attack in the rebel-controlled towns of southern Idlib that killed and sickened scores of civilians. 3 days afterwards, the United States launched an airstrike on a Syrian airbase, which Washington accused the regime of Bashar al-Assad of having used to launch the gas attack. I'm Steve Karish in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.